Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
May it please the court, I'm Scott Fitzgerald. I'm with the Attorney General's office here on behalf of Old Dominion University, the employer and the appellee in this case. This is a very simple case. I believe it's your only non-criminal case on your docket today. What this turns on is what a second opinion is. This comes out of the Workers' Comp Commission. Ms. Harvey has a compensable workers' comp injury. She filed a claim asking for a second opinion. In her pre-hearing statement, she asked for a second opinion. Her doctor, Dr. Markham, indicated that she certainly is capable of seeking a second opinion. So everything in this case is about a second opinion. The full commission ruled that, as a matter of law, she's not entitled to a second opinion, relying on Rucker versus Thrift Transfer, a case from this court, I believe, 1986. The factual findings in this case are that the commission interpreted Dr. Markham's statement to not be a referral for any sort of treatment other than for a statement that she had the power to get a second opinion.
In other words, in your view, this case is all about whether or not this was a direction to get a second view, an observation that she could get a second opinion. And in your view, is that a reasonable interpretation of what was said by the doctor is that it was an observation that she could as opposed to a direction that she should.
Correct. And that essentially what this case boils down to. This case could be a different case in many, many ways. The commission found that was not a referral. The doctor could have said, I can't treat her anymore. I don't know what's wrong with her. I need her to see someone else. I'm going to refer her over to another doctor. That's not what he said, and that's not what the commission found. The doctor could have said, I don't know what to do with her. I'm abandoning her. She needs to go find her own thing, some sort of treatment. That's not what he did in this case. He said he was available to treat her as needed. And he didn't say, I need an expert to come in and give me some guidance, or I need a colleague to look at this to really give me some thoughts as to what I should do next. He didn't say, if he had said any one of those things, this might be a different case. But all he said was, she certainly is capable of seeking a second opinion. So, as you pointed out, that's what this case really is. The commission, I think, correctly interpreted that as just a...
And this is settled law, right? I mean, this is not a new wrinkle to an existing body of law.
That's correct. It goes back, there's that Rucker case, I believe it was 1986. The commission has interpreted that repeatedly, and I think those cases are cited by the parties and by the full commission as interpreting Rucker to say, absent some actual referral, you're not entitled to a second opinion.
The way a physician does a referral is not an offhand comment like that. I mean, it's a separate process.
Correct. And typically, it's a referral either to a specific doctor, which is the most common way to do it, or at least to some expert. They'll say, you need to be seen by an orthopedist, or you need to be seen by a podiatrist, whatever it might be. So that's essentially our argument in a nutshell, is that the commission got it right, that this is not a referral, it's just a suggestion. I wanted to mention credibility. Ms. Harvey makes a big deal about this credibility finding. That's a red herring, in my view. The commission never found her to be not credible. The commission essentially said that the statements attributed to her by the deputy commissioner, she did not make, at least not on the record. They don't exist in the transcript or anywhere else in the actual evidence of record. So it's really not about credibility. I think that's missing the mark.
Could she be inferentially credible somehow?
I don't think she's incredible. I think she testified credibly. She just didn't say anything meaningful. Her testimony is, I think it's 2.5 or 3 pages.
I mean,
And all she said was, the doctor said I'm entitled to a second opinion, and I couldn't get one. That doesn't mean she gets one. So the deputy commissioner added some facts there that are not in evidence to come with his decision, and the commission essentially said those aren't in the record before us. We can't find that she made those statements. So I don't think they've ever said that she was not credible. They just said she didn't say those statements. Then as to any remedy, even if the court were to say, well, we think she was credible. The remedy is not a second opinion because she never got beyond asking for a second opinion, and the case law says you don't get that. So the remedy the deputy commissioner constructed, which is a panel of pain management doctors, is not what she asked for and doesn't come out of any of the statements attributed to her. And then the last thing is the Ms. Harvey, the appellant, asked for a remand. I don't see any basis for a remand here. The commission's opinion is odd in that they reversed the award of pain management and affirmed the rest of the opinion, which struck me as odd when I read that. But essentially, as I read that, is they affirmed the continuing award of medical benefits, which she already has, and it affirmed the award of attorney's fees to Ms. Harvey's attorney. So there's really nothing to remand back to the court to do any further on this matter. With that, I've asked the court to affirm, and I'm prepared to answer any questions you may have.
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.